The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the University of West Florida Foundation.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Today in the studio, we have two new guests with us from the University of West Florida, Chastity and Valerie. Chastity, tell us a little bit about what your role is.
Hello, I'm a faculty member in the Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences, and I'm also the Director of Conservation and the UWF Garden Program.
Awesome.
Hey, and I'm Valerie Taylor. I am an Associate Director of Community Programs in our Division of Continuing Education. So I oversee things like our summer camps for youth and help oversee our Leisure Learning Program, which is a program for retired adults.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for talking to whoever keeps bringing the sunshine out here. This is great.
Absolutely.
You have the power over that, obviously, right?
Of course.
I knew that. So, Chastity, tell us a little bit about the Nature Campus.
One fun initiative that is happening at UWF is we recently redid our campus master plan, and that's done every 10 years. So a couple years ago within that master plan, we designated quite a bit more acreage of our campus as conservation. And one program that was added as part of that is a forest bathing trail.
I was kind of looking at that. I'm interested in this.
So forest bathing, or Shinrin Yoku, is really a form of meditative hiking that originated in Japan around the early 1980s. And currently there's more than 60 forests dedicated to this practice in Japan. And on these trails, participants are encouraged to just go take a walk. And while you're taking a walk, really to slow down, to breathe, and immerse yourself in the beauty and wonder of nature. And actually, research shows, peer-reviewed, very high-caliber, good research, and quite a bit of it shows some pretty significant health benefits of forest bathing. And some examples of that is a reduction in cortisol and other stress hormones.
Which is super important if you saw my waistline.
Right. Also, it can improve cardiovascular health, reduce inflammation. It improves mental health in many ways. It can improve sleep and also respiratory, metabolic, and immune function. So the evidence is so compelling that when you go to the doctors in Japan for many of these ailments, the very first prescription they will write is to do some forest bathing.
That is awesome. I'll tell you, my chiropractor told me, I want you to go outside and walk for 15 minutes every day. I don't want you to walk fast. I just want you to walk and relax, because just the relaxation is going to help you. And there's so many benefits. People forget, like, when you're moving, you are pumping things and you're making all the natural things inside you work the way they're supposed to.
And plus, we live in such a digital age that we're all just locked to screens, and research is starting to come out showing just how much anxiety that brings us, thinking we need to be constantly connected and right, taking it an actual concerted effort to disconnect for a little bit has so many positive benefits. It's right, highly recommended.
Right. Yeah. You forget, okay, why am I feeling this feeling in my stomach or in my head? And why? And oh, okay, put down the phone, put down the computer. Yeah.
So this actually came to be, it was a little bit serendipitous. I was working with a group of students during the spring semester helping to develop a conservation plan for campus, actually. And what, the only example I gave them when I sent them out to look at potential programming within the conservation program was forest bathing. And 6 weeks later, our own Pat Crawford, the director for WWF Radio, and his wife, Sonia, were approached by the Gulf Coast Creation Care Group, which is an interfaith climate action alliance. They received a grant to purchase 4 sets of these trail markers. And so there's 15 signs for each set. And they reached out to see if UWF might be interested in it. That's so great. I got to go back to my students and say, you're not going to believe this.
That's exciting. But we're,
yeah, so the trails were installed. We have a lot of trails on campus. The most people are familiar with West Campus. There's mountain biking trails and hiking trails there. We also have some trails at East Campus. This is called Bars Firestone Wildlife Sanctuary. Some people also know it as the Cross Country Trails. It's very easily accessible. It's less than a mile, and you'll be guided the entire way.
And did I read right in doing some research that there's over 20 miles in trails?
Well over 20 miles.
Wow.
Yeah. And now that is the West Campus area that I had mentioned. The East Campus area, if you do the entire loop, is actually only 2.2 miles. But the forest bathing trail is less than half of that because there's actually 2 loops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. So you can choose. You can do partial. Mm-hmm. You can do the whole
right.
loop. I like that. Forest bathing. Don't be afraid. You don't have to take a bath in the woods.
That's
right. You're cleansing your soul.
You're bathing in fresh air.
Yes.
And lack of connection to the digital world and reconnecting with the resources that we count on for our survival.
And it's a little reminder of how beautiful our world really is.
Yes.
We get to live in it. That's great. Now, are other spaces also, like maybe a community garden? Disc golf, did I hear about that? Maybe
we do. I think Valerie was going to talk about that.
Yeah, sure.
Do I steal your thunder, Valerie?
No. I'm here to share the thunder.
Yeah. I love it. Bring on the thunder.
The campus really just does a lot of resources, and you know, we're open to the community and the public to come use those resources, and we really welcome people to do so. It's such an asset to our community to have it, and I know I personally just love working on the campus. So we do have a disc golf trail, I suppose you would call it, but I don't know if in front
course,
of
it's
course
disc,
course
yeah,
there
course,
we go
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's recently been updated, and I see people all the time on campus using it. And so it's a great way to like come to campus if you enjoy disc golf, take a couple at I mean an hour or two to if you want to do the whole thing. And it's a really fun way to like be outside and do a little bit of activity with your friends or solo. And so, yeah, we definitely welcome people to come to campus to use our disc golf course.
It's definitely different. It's, you know, can be discouraging golf. What are you talking about? But
I know.
It's really, really, really fun. It's not Frisbee. It's not
it's
golf.
Not quite
but
Frisbee.
It's,
yeah.
It's very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely check that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, yeah. And we also have a community garden that it's through our honors.
I can probably talk
yeah,
about that.
You'll be better at that.
So we are building the community garden actually in a underutilized area of campus. So we've been working on it for the past 10 years or so. We're actually in one of our final large building phases. We're building a large terraced garden area near the back, which is going to turn into the largest native plant seed bank in
oh,
our
wow.
region. We're really excited about developing that for the community. Our garden is a true community garden. It is open to anyone that wants to come at all levels of understanding. You know, if you know absolutely nothing about gardening, but you want to learn and you don't mind getting dirty, then you are welcome.
That's awesome.
And you can find the garden on the UWF website, garden.uwf.edu, and there's a volunteer sign up there. So if people want to get involved.
That's also extremely relaxing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There will be no anger over seeds. It only brings us together.
There's also this really great like little lay down bench in the garden. And it's next to a little free library that we have a couple of those little free libraries on campus.
Oh, that is awesome.
And so yeah, it's just a nice place.
Very serene. Grab a book, lay down on the bench.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You might have to share with somebody else. Yep. You have to get up a little bit.
It's a two seater. Okay, yeah.
Three if you squeeze.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can share the same book. What are you reading?
Exactly.
That's right. So tell me a little bit about this moon tree.
Yeah. So back in last fall, we came across a program from NASA in which you could apply to receive a moon tree. And so what that is basically is on the Artemis mission from NASA, they took up a lot of seeds with the intention that they're going to bring them back, plant them into seedlings, and then government organization, just different organizations, libraries, schools, anybody could apply to plant one of these trees on their campus. And so we saw this opportunity with our campus. We do have so much great nature, and we specifically, the interest was with our summer camps. We do a lot of science STEM type camps, and we have several camps that have like space themes, like a Mission to Mars camp, and we do like nature camps. And so we really just saw it like as an opportunity to expand some of our programming and to be able to like have this physical thing, because when you think about space, you know, you're just looking up at the sky and it's not so tangible sometimes,
right?
But to have this like more tangible item that you could say, this went to, you know, this went on this mission we're talking about on this spacecraft, and then it came back, and now we can talk about nature and plants and how they grow. And so luckily in May we received information that we were going to receive one of the trees, and so it got sent to us. It's a pine tree. And so we planted it, and it was very serendipitous timing when we received it. We happened to be having our Mission to Mars camp the next week. And so the campers, the kids were able to like go over and actually help physically plant the tree into the ground.
Cool.
They were very excited. It was so cute. And our wonderful people at facilities and grounds that were helping plant it also really enjoyed that. So it was really just like a fun moment for all of us. And so, yeah, now we have a moon tree on campus. We'll be putting up like a plaque and, you know, some information about that in time. And so, but people can come and visit it, and they can look at the tree and think about the fact that it went to space.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's
you
very
touch
cool.
It maybe. Not today.
Maybe
today.
Yeah, let it grow a little.
Let it grow a little bit.
Let it get
day,
a little strong.
One day, the children that were able to help plant it can bring their children.
Exactly.
And they can say, you can put one finger on
yeah.
the tree. And that's it.
Exactly.
This is legit.
One day, it'll be huge and you can hug it. Well, it'll be behind a fence, but.
you can give it an air hug.
You can give it a nice air hug.
That is so incredible. I love that connection that, you know, children can make. But even listening about the staff, your maintenance staff, being able to have that moment mm-hmm. as well, mm-hmm. it just reminds them how important their job is on campus as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am here with my two friends, Valerie and Chastity from the University of West Florida. And we are talking about some amazing things, moon trees, community gardens, walking trails. If you have any questions for these ladies, give us a call. Send something in the text line at 850-437-1620. I guess it's my turn to talk. We're all looking at each other and winking.
I know,
you first. You next.
Break.
You next.
I did think of something else as part of the garden program that I didn't mention. We, the community garden is... maybe a few acres. When we originally started, we were only had a dozen raised beds, and we were just growing fruits and vegetables. But the community garden that we're building, the permanent community garden we're building on campus, is much more than just raised beds growing fruits and vegetables. We actually have a small tea plant orchard, so eventually, once those, which comes from camellia, by the way.
Okay.
Green, black, if it isn't an herbal tea, that actually comes from a camellia.
Awesome.
Which, as we know, camellias grow very well around here. We also have the camellia garden on campus, which is separate from the community garden. Absolutely amazing. Now is a great time to get ready to go up there and see all the blooms this fall.
So many reasons to go to this campus.
Right. Well, since we only have so much room at the garden, several years ago, we opened a food bank, actually, campus for students that were food insecure. And I learned just how many of our students were utilizing that resource. And I realized that we really needed to be able to grow more food. And our campus is so large and beautiful that I thought, why aren't we planting fruit trees all over campus as part of our landscaping?
That is, see, Jess has this chill meter, and it starts on her right arm, and it goes up her back and down around to her left arm, and you just hit the chill meter. That's food insecurity is close to my heart. I've worked in the industry my past life, and that's important. And you do forget, you know, these students are coming to your college, and you think, someone else, but the rest of us forget, you know, it is expensive, and not every student is there with a pocket full of cash.
Most of them are not.
Exactly. And right. The last thing that, and you know, one of the first things that they don't get is the right nourishment.
Right. Wow. So that's how Argo's Edible Campus came to be, that grew out of the community garden program. And so our goal is to get 1,000 fruiting trees and bushes across campus, and we're at about just under 800 so far. So,
are you taking donations, or people, how can people support this effort?
We are completely donation or grant driven. There is a donate button actually at the UWF Garden website, if somebody wanted to donate that way, or, you know, we're a volunteer-run garden as well, and so we're just always looking for folks that are interested. So if folks want to plant trees across campus, they could get involved that way as well.
So they can go right to the website and also look to see for volunteer opportunities, or is there a phone number they can call? I'm going to check that out right now. I gave you a quick question.
Email is definitely better.
Great. So I'm scrolling down on the uwf.edu page. I did search on garden, and there is a section as you scroll down. UWF Community Garden is in the header, and it tells you a little bit about the community garden. And if you scroll halfway down, there is a section, volunteer for the UWF Community Garden, and you can actually, it tells you a little bit about what you'd be doing, and then you can click on a big blue button. And there is a form. So this is super simple. You can fill out this form, and then somebody will be in contact with you. Even ask you, you know, what hours you could help. Regular workday hours, event weekends, both. This is great. So smart. Easy, easy, easy peasy.
All are welcome. We've had, of course, we have mainly students, but we've had students' children, students' grandparents, we've had community groups, we've had Boy Scouts, we've had church groups, just all kinds of community members coming in and helping us to build this little sanctuary on campus.
That is amazing. What a great thing to do with your kids, too. You can trick them into nature. Like, we're going to go for somewhere, and we're not going to tell you where we're going. Could they pack a lunch?
Absolutely.
Pack a lunch and make a day of it. What, that walking in nature and on a campus, and at the same time, it would be inspiring to be like, one day you could even come here to school.
Exactly.
That is so
future smart. Argos are always welcome.
That is so awesome. Future Argos. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. It's 10:25. If you have any questions, hit us up in the text line. Give us a call. 850-437-1620. I am talking with Chastity and Valerie from the UWF campus. We are talking about some amazing things: community garden, disc golf, moon tree,
camellia garden.
Camellia. I feel like that is your favorite.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go check this out.
It's really it's high. I don't know how many different species or how many different types there are, but it's a nice little space. There's benches in it. It's in some couple like pathways, so it's really beautiful.
There's at least 40. I'm gonna estimate different species, and one of the species there at the Camellia Garden is the Camellia sinensis. Forgive me.
No.
and that is the one that tea is made from. And so
That
particular one is what we actually went to Fairhope Tea Plantation. We brought a bunch of students to learn about how they were growing tea locally, and they ended up letting the students harvest a bunch of little baby plants, and that's what we brought back to our garden. Unfortunately, camellias grow very slow, so we're being very patient, but we're excited.
But there's reasons for people to always come back to watch that growth, and they'll be able to come back and be like, hey, look, this is what I did when I was here.
Right.
That's so great. I think one of the really cool things is that some of the reasoning behind being able to get some of the grant funding that you have is that you have a clear commitment to community outreach to your elementary and your middle and high school students, which is so important. Mm-hmm. It's really important to even start at the elementary level, because you want to start engaging them about, you know, school is fun. Mm-hmm. School is a good thing, and you can be anything you want. And here's the resources and the ways to get there. Mm-hmm. Might not like your current English teacher, but you got to put in the work, because you're gonna head off to and soar off to some really cool careers. What are some of your favorite things about working at UWF?
I love working on a college campus. I mean, obviously we've been talking on and on about the nature and everything, and that's a big part of it. It's just like a nice, you know, physically nice place to work.
Yeah.
Personally, I love how creative my job is, and how there's just so many different things you can do, and every day is so different. I love getting to work with, you know, I don't teach, but we have student workers, and then we have like the youth coming with the camp. So I love interacting in both, like with just our students as in like that capacity, but then also like the younger kids and the camps and seeing them excited. We're doing camps right now, so you know, every day is telling Chastity earlier about some things, and just every day is so fun, and just to see them like excited about learning and excited about, you know, this hands-on project they're doing. It's just really special.
How many camps do you run each summer?
Somewhere between 50 and 60. We do about seven or so groups a week.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. That's great. What is your favorite thing?
Getting to see the next generation just develop their mind and learn how to think for themselves and to wade through all of the useless information in there and be able to, you know, separate that out from real information is, I love being able to do that every day.
That is great. It's so important to love your job, because every day when you, one of the things I told on an interview I did, I have a story before, is if there was a day that I walk into the place that I'm working at and I'm not happy to be there, it's time for me to leave. So it sounds like every day that you walk on campus, you are so happy to be there. And it sounds like there's plenty of reason to be happy when you see all these gorgeous gardens and you have the opportunity to utilize these trails, and so amazing. So much fun. I want y'all to head over to the uwf.edu website. I want you to check out their community garden. I want you to sign up to volunteer. Volunteerism is so important in the community. It brings us together, and what a great reason. Thank you so much for coming in today. I want to head out there and check out these trails, and I think everybody else should too.
Yeah, please do.
Please.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks.